Calvin McAvoy joins us, taking three horses now to the home track of Ballarat today. Calvin, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Playing on a good four today. Probably a little bit firmer than you might have thought leading into the meeting with the rain around later on last week.
Yeah, for sure. Look, we're actually expecting a lot of rain to come last night and it hasn't come. So the track's probably going to be playing a little bit firmer than what we would have expected. And I wouldn't be surprised if it does get an upgrade to a three. I galloped a couple on it yesterday and it was firm enough then. So unfortunately the rain hasn't come, so it's going to be a little bit firmer than what we expected.
First of your three runners today comes up in the opening event. Topeka stepping out for her second start, a filly by Headwater. She went to Bendigo on debut and raised up on the speed. Little gear change today with the crossover noseband and the tongue tie.
Yeah, look, I think this filly's really trained on strongly. We went to Bendigo confident she'd run very well, which she did. But now that she's had the experience, I expect her to, you know, run really well, and I think she can actually win today with a little bit of luck. So she's drawn a touch sticky, but I think she's quite a nice filly, and I'm not sure the favourite should be $1.70. I might be wrong, but I'm confident our filly will run a really strong race.
In the second event on the program, Alontro, a colt by Lonro, steps out for his second racetrack appearance. He debuted at Ballarat on the synthetic back on the 31st of August. He ran second on that occasion. Looked a little bit raw, but hopefully some gear changes can straighten him out today.
Yeah, I hope so. Look, he's a lovely colt, Brendan, but he just doesn't quite have the race yet. He's very laid-back customer, and even with the shades, I've sort of noticed he's still being pretty casual in his work. So I'm hoping come race day, now that he's had that experience and with the shades going on, he won't be as green. He certainly threw away the race. He was going to win and just threw it away by laying in behind Tramontana. But look, I think that form's going to be good enough for today if he can put his best foot forward.
And in race number five, Night Passage steps out. She's going to run favourite, a mare that I've got a fair bit of time for. She didn't have the greatest of luck when she returned up on the speed there at Ballarat on the synthetic, Calvin.
Yeah, for sure. Look, unfortunately, three apprentices sort of got a little bit trigger-happy early in that race, and they rolled along at a pretty hot tempo, and she was first up and probably just couldn't sustain it over seven furlongs. She's a lot fitter today. She's trained on well. Her cup earlier in the week was extremely good, going to a benchmark 64 race. And obviously, Chris Waller's horse is coming back from a Group 1 target, albeit over further. I expect this mare to be hard to beat as well.
Couple of the headline acts for the stable, nommed for feature races. How's Coulth come through that run last week?
Yeah, look, he came through a little bit jarred up in his back. He sort of just stretched himself out a little bit. So we've just taken the pressure off him. He's going to have a couple of easy weeks and we'll reassess where we go to from there with him. But he won't be seen this coming weekend.
Secret Blaze looks to be ticking along okay.
Yeah, he's going super. He had a nice gallop of Bendigo between races last week. And he's in a really good place. So he'll be lining up in the JRA Cup.
And how's Mac and Cheese coming to hand? She looks a promising filly.
Yeah, she does. She really does. She's in terrific order. And really looking forward to getting her to Sandown. I think it's a track that'll suit her. And she ran very well first up. She's trained on nicely and looking forward to the Jim Maloney this weekend coming.
Best of your three runners today, Calvin?
Night Passage is probably the best bet. But I'm quite keen on Topeka if she can make no mistakes. I think she's a good winning chance at about 10 or 12 to 1.
Best of luck with your three runners today and the best of luck throughout the spring, Calvin.
Thank you, Brendan. Cheers.
Calvin McAvoy joining us there with a look at his runners today, also touching on a couple of his runners engaged in feature races throughout the coming months. We're racing on a good four, but as Calvin touched on, possibly a little bit firmer than that with the rain not arriving at Ballarat late last week. Harry White has done the form and is joining me in previewing this program. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
A few shorties throughout the program, including one in the opener, but looks like there might be a bit of value for us to find.
Yeah, I think particularly sort of the quarter legs, the competitive field's nice enough prices about some runners. So we probably kick off shooting fairly straight and then hopefully find a few at a nice enough quote to finish the card.
First event on the program is over the 1,100 metres. It's a three-year-old maiden. Scratchings are 8 and 11. Growl is a really short favourite, $1.65. Prince Amongst Men, $8. Pentegra, $8.50. Sharwin at 9. Is This Love at $10. Topeka, Calvin McAvoy giving a really good push at start number 2 on the $12 line. Greenland at $15. Who are we tipping in the first at Sportsbet Ballarat, Harry?
Well, I always get worried when Calvin tips one at a price because last time that happened, it knocked me out of the quaddy. So if you're playing an early quaddy, I'd definitely suggest chucking Topeka in now. I'm kicking off with the favourite Growl. Obviously, the price is very unappealing, but he comes through some pretty strong maidens and has raced well. We've already seen subsequent winning form emerge from those, from both of those races. Back to 1,100 metres, blinkers on. I'm just thinking he probably only needs to run up to the standard of his previous runs to go close. It's no surprise to see the market keen on the runner. Pantegra in for second. His trials have been good. He ran well first up on debut last prep over the trip at Donald. Is This Love, the Snowden first starter, was the pick of the first starters for mine from what I've seen at the trials and jump outs. She's the full sibling to King's Legacy. And Prince Amongst Men, supported first up, ran well. I did think had every chance in the run. 1-4-10-5.
1-4-10-5 wasn't mine that knocked you out on the synthetic at Ballarat, was it?
Oh, it probably was, Brendan.
He was pretty keen that day at a reasonable price. In the first event, I thought Growl was getting in way too short. I'd rather back Pentegra each way here. Number 4 has a little bit of a wide draw, but it's not too much of a concern coming out of the chute there at Ballarat. Thought he was a very, very nice trialer there on Monday at Cranbourne. He's had two trials back there, but really like the way he got through the line. He seems to have come on from his first couple of runs earlier on this year. I'm happier to back him each way at getting $2.30 a place compared to the $1.65 of the favourite Growl, who I've got in for second. He was the eye catcher on debut at Sale, had his chance at Sandown, but that was a strong race that draft day did win. We've seen subsequent winners come through that, including one last Sunday. Then out to number 6, Sarcham. Really liked its jump out at Caston and debut, runner from the Matthew Williams stable by Street Boss, so might wanting a bit further than what we're contesting over today, but I thought was really encouraging. And then Prince Amongst Men was okay fresh, but in his three preparations to date, he's always improved to that second start. 4-1-6-5 for mine in race number 1. Race number 2 on the program. This is over the 1,400 metres. This one, it's a maiden. Scratchings are 1, 2 and 5. Talia Hope picks up the ride on number 14. Elantro is the favourite at $2. Serenor at 5. $7 Grinzinger Queen. Vancouver Rain, $9.50. Divine Diablo at 10. 17 out of Tormina. And Oscar Snowflake is a $19 chance with Halcyon East. Harry, who are we tipping in the second?
From a price perspective, I am trying to find some value. So I'm going with the sole debutant of the field, Vancouver Rain. I thought her stall jump out was quite good. She's locally trained. Might need some luck from that inside draw, but at a nice price, I'm willing to take the gamble. Elantro was well supported on debut, covered ground. Then, as Calvin said, laid in the straight. She was pretty green, but I thought it was a good effort. Beat all by Tremontana, which is obviously a good form reference. Blinkers and crossover noseband go on. I totally understand the market support. Grinzinger Queen comes through a strong race last time out. She herself was okay. Serenor, massive odds on debut, about 80-1. Was absolutely luckless, looked to have something to give, and has been supported this morning. 13-4-10-8.
13-4-10-8 from Harry. I'm going for value again here. I thought the favourite was getting in a little bit too short, and with a little bit of race experience not on his side. I think Divine Diablo might be a nice bet each way at around the $10 quote. Had a slow tempo there at Swan Hill when he resumed. Didn't have any room at all to work in. John Allen stays with him today. Draws well, gets the blinkers on, so he might be a little bit closer than his previous run there at Swan Hill. He ran into Scissor Step when he was on the pace at Ballarat with blinkers on debut back in March. So maybe back up on the speed and with some more experience under his belt. I think he's a nice each-way price to beat. Number four, Alontro, was green on the chase there on debut. Hopefully the gear changes of the blinkers, the crossover noseband, all go towards straightening him out for him to finish off a little bit better. Out of Taramia, number 12, I'm putting in for third. Went out at a big price behind Extra Gear at Geelong on debut. Has the blinkers going on today. Tempo was no help there, but she still got through the line nicely. And then Team Grinzinger Queen was okay at Sandown, got back in a race won by Bonza Perla. She did enough there to warrant a spot in the top four. Six each way to beat 4-12 and 10 for mine in race number two. Race number three on the card. This is a maiden over 2,000 metres. Emergencies, 14 and 15 are not required here. The emergencies come out. Favourite for the race is Tiger Tiger at $1.70. Teawater $2.60, $8.50, The Onion Thief, and then you get out to some double-figure prices. Arrest Prestart 17, Frankenstar 18, 51 Awesome Brave, Stack at 51, 12 Gauge 51, Main Court, No Pressure at 101, and 126 Houdini Hudson 6 o'clock, and Magic Cane $151. How do we go sorting these ones out, Harry?
Well, I can hear the excitement in your voice about this race, Brendan. So at 2:35, I might go have a nap because I think it's a lackluster race. I agree with the market. Tiger Tiger should be winning based on that first up run at Mornington. Was patiently ridden at the back, ran on well into second. Brian Higgins said in hindsight he probably should have pulled the trigger earlier. Still a good run. I think it just wins. T Waters ran on strongly into the minor money last time out. Looks the only genuine danger to my eye. The market agrees with that. The Onion Thief looking for this trip now third up. And then Press Start has been racing okay, but has had plenty of chances, but just looks to be the best of the rest. 8, 13, 12 and 10.
8, 13, 12 and 10. I'd be staggered if anything can beat the 8 or the 13 here. And I'm going with the 13, Teawater. Is on the 7-day backup, only having start number 4, 13 to 16, had the exposure to 2,000 at Donald last time out, got a long way back and I thought really chased on encouragingly, comes to his home track here today and I think it's just better value and has less convictions than Tiger Tiger, who is the favourite and is going around $1.70. It was a big debut run there at Mornington, chased really hard, has to concede 2.5 kilos to Teawater and has had 12 prior attempts at winning a run before pulling out that big one at Mornington. So the former Kiwi in for second. For third, 12, the Onion Thief, and 10 at Press Start. But if it's not 13 or 8, I'm not sure who's going to win. I'm pretty keen, though, Teawater can knock off Tiger Tiger in race number three. On to race number four. This is a race that has been knocked around by scratchings, and you would think the firming track. It's a 64, 1600 the trip. Scratchings are 1 and 2. Deal Blaster, number 6, the favourite, $2.30. Packers Bond, $4.60. Lucky Pluto's, $5. Stradari at $5.50. Real Thinker, $8.50. Silence the Stars, $16. Volkswagen Frank, $31, Harry.
Yeah, scratching of, like, I wasn't really keen to back Wurzfeld at $1.60, to be honest, and I'm not really keen to back Deal Blaster. I've got it on top, gets promoted from second spot. He covered ground throughout last start, was entitled to fade. The mile's an unknown factor if he runs it out. He looks well-placed, I suppose, especially now. Lucky Plutus, placed in 2 of 3 third-up runs, has run second in 5 of 7 runs over this trip, so he can follow suit and go in for second here. Packers Bond, down in grade off a couple of handy runs in New South Wales, and then Stradari, best of the rest. It's another watch job for me. 6, 7, 9, 8.
6, 7, 9, and 8 from Harry. Process of elimination leaves me with Deal Blaster on top here. He battled well after a wide run there at Geelong last time out. Goes to the mile for the first time. There's plenty of unknowns in this race, but 6 Deal Blaster on top. Putting the roughie in for second, Volkswagen Frank, got a very, very tidy interest in this one, but he comes across from Western Australia, joins Lee Horner and Amy McDonald. Thought his jump out was really solid at stall. If he can run up to that, you'd think he's not going to be too far away, but he is first up from a long break. Lucky Plutus hasn't won for a long, long time, but was a good run on wet conditions, which he prefers, and he's not going to get here today. Thacker's Bond joins the Henry Dwyer stable. The blinkers and the tongue tie come off. Wasn't far off in an open. Benchmark 81 at Wagga last time out. 6, 4, 7, and 9 in the fourth event. On to race number 5 on the program. It's a 64. 1,400 metres is the distance for this one. Scratchings are 2, 4, and 11. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is Night Passage at $2.90. Mr Cancun, $4.60. Suppression, $4.80. Wish I Might at 5. Beach Haven, 7. Soleil de Lune at 10, We Know So 21, Breezley's the roughie for Group 1 winning jockey Daniel Moore at $23. Who are we tipping in the first leg of the quarter at Sportsbet Ballarat, Harry?
I am going with Mr. Cancun. He's been freshened after failing to beat a runner home at Hillside, second up over the mile in stronger grade. It really wasn't a bad effort, though. He was a bit slowly away there. I think the key for me in this is that he's ridden more forward. We've seen that in the past. If that happens, back to 1,400, his best is good enough for this. Wish I Might keeps racing well without winning in similar sort of grade, but that's also the issue. She just doesn't win out of turn. Blinkers on 1,400 metres, both read well for me. Night Passage battled for the lead all throughout that first up run. Stuck on well considering, yet to miss a top three finish in 3 second up runs. I was just wondering more about remaining at the 1,400 metres, considering the horse got out over a lot further by the back end of last preparation. And then Suppression, been jumping out soundly, has to go into the quarter. 1985.
1985 from Harry. I'm going to go with Night Passage here. She got drilled on the speed when she resumed at Ballarat. She got into a speed battle. Probably really wasn't Celine Gaudray's fault. There's plenty of pressure to her outside, and Night Passage had a full head of steam up and couldn't really come back. I thought she battled on well there at 1,400. She stays at 1,400, which is a little bit of a query, but big track at Ballarat, I think, will suit her, and she can win to beat Beach Haven. Pretty keen on tipping it at Geelong last time. Had no luck at Warrnambool. Had a pretty good run to win there at Geelong, but I think he could bounce off that and be not too far away. Wish I Might's going in for third. Blinkers go on to the first time. Never far away. Had her chance last time, but she's not really a consistent winner. And then out to number 5, Suppression resumes. I thought the jump out was solid to be competitive in this race first up. 8, 6, 9, and 5 for me in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 at Sportsbet Ballarat today is a class 1 over 1,100 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 5, 6 and 14. Maybe the best $2.20. 3.40 Scissor Step commands the field. 5.50 Orlando Grove at $8.50. Ice Ice Baby 9.50. El Solto Best of the Rest at $21. Who are we tipping in race number 6, Harry?
I'm going with Commands the Field. I thought she ran on really well first up, over 1,000 metres. Then it was a pass mark in listed company at the Valley. Buckets just needs to utilise that low draw and push up somewhat prominent. I think she looks well placed and we can get a nice enough price. Maybe the best. Trailed up nicely. I can understand the market gravitating towards her. Dominant odds on winner on debut last prep. Then beat all bar Galgani at Hillside in a 64 thereafter. Scissor Step back in grade will be prominent. Doesn't have to lead. His prior form's good. There's no reason why he wouldn't be in the finish. And then I've got Orlando Grove in his next best, but I'm omitting from my quaddy. 12-7-4-8.
12, 7, 4 and 8 from Harry. I'm with number 4, Scissor Step. Liked his jump out in the lead up to the run at Moonee Valley. Then he just got caught in a really hot speed battle and was entitled to get tired with the work that he did. He comes back in trip. He comes back to Ballarat where he broke his maiden here comfortably. I think with that little bit of race fitness under his belt, I think he can beat maybe the best number 7, who resumes. Really nice jump out there at Mornington. 12 commands the field. Comes off a strong race there in the Atlantic Jewel at Moonee Valley that Zuzarella won. And number 8, Orlando Grove, is first up. 4, 7, 12 and 8 in race number 6. On to race number 7, feature event on the program at Sportsbet Ballarat today. It's the $100,000 gold nugget over the mile. 12 and 14 of the scratchings here. Shot of Irish is the favourite at $4. Nickow Spur at 6. Wicklow Town, 6.50. Pepperlino at 7. Mystery Shot 9, as is Skador. 10 for Adelaide Ace. 14 Ballet Master. Constantinople at $21. Who are we tipping here, Harry?
I found this to be a pretty hard race to sort out, the old nug. With that said, Mystery Shot gets my tick of low confidence approval. Back to the jump outs and won his heat since failing to beat a runner home first up at the Valley. Jump back to last prep. It was a similar story. Beaten 10 lengths first up, then came out and beat all bar Regards Maurice second up before a third up win. Senior jockey on, gets the gun run, and a nice enough price. Shot of Irish in for second, just over a length off Superstorm in the fee, and obviously reads well, as does prior form. Papalino is an interesting runner. Soft trial, resuming gelded. He was awesome first up in Australia last prep in the Eclipse. I just think there'll be bigger fish to fry this prep, but watch for him doing his best late. And then Wicklow Town, next best in the quarter. You could certainly go wider. 6-5-2-7.
6-5-2-7 from Harry in race number 7. I'm going with Shot of Irish here. Number 5 has a good record at the mile. Better suited in wet conditions, but runs at Moonee Valley on a really hard track behind Viral was good. He battled on really bravely there. Went to the Fian last time out behind Superstorm. Led, wasn't beaten all that far. Has a big drop here. Talia Hope maintains the ride. He'll be on speed and he'll be there for a long way. 10 goes in for second. Nick Our Spur has some massive weight relief here. Carried 61 and was good, beating Global Gift at Sandown last time out. Has an okay record on the firm at tracks. 2, Papalino. Thought the trial at Cranbourne was good. Not so much the work that he did before the line, but after the line on the way out of the straight, he was really motoring. And I think he can run a pretty good race coming back as a gelding. And one I'm not going to let get under my guard is WT. He's going in the quad. He's had some support at a big price. Second up, he's had a trial since that run at Caulfield. That was on Monday through the same trial as Papalino. He tanked through the line there. Big key for him is Billy Egan. He's getting on well with Wick Town. Rides for Paddy Payne and WT's had 18 rides for 4 wins and 7 placings, but hasn't been beaten far on him in races like the Werribee Cup, Ballarat Cup, Kyneton Cup. Probably the only disappointing time they've had together has been on wet tracks and when he nearly fell at Flemington going back not that long ago. So I think he's one to go in the quaddy at a big price. 5-10-2-1 for mine in the Gold Nugget. Final event on the program. This is a 64, 1,200 metres is the distance. 10 and 12 come out of this one. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is Start and Lass and Senor Fangio, both at $4. Halcyon Dame, 5. Smartalism, 6. Part-Time Lover, 9. Smiler Marshall, 11 and 14. A new day dawning, Harry.
I just keep getting drawn to Smartalism. I know he hasn't won for a year in Windsor Spaced. That must mean he's due. Blinkers go on again, back in grade, up in trip. Best efforts are better than this calibre of race. Part-Time Lover at a price. Could be over the odds. Gate 1, bit sticky, but they should use it to be midfield or better. Firmer footing helps as well. Start and Lass will get back and be running on. She's racing fairly well in similar sort of grade. I'm just not convinced yet. And then Senor Fangio, last start maiden winner, looks progressive. And the market thinks he can measure up. 1-11-3-7.
1-11-3-7 from Harry in the final event. On with 3, Start and Lass comes back in grade. Had a month between runs going to Swan Hill. Was back in a slowly run race and chased really hard to just miss late. I think with that run under her belt after the break, she can be really competitive here and beat number 11, Part-Time Lover. Comes back to 64 grade. Drier ground's going to be in her favour. 7 in for third, which is Senor Fangio. One at a Chuka, but just got there. Would have liked to have seen him run away from them a little bit better than he did. And then number 8, Smiler Marshall, in for fourth money. 3-11-7-8 for mine in race number 8 on the program at Sportsbet Ballarat. Harry, your best value quarter and play of the day in what is a pretty good card at Ballarat.
Yeah, it's a tricky card and there's a few that are just too short in the market. With that said, I will make my best race 5, number 1, Mr. Cancun. Value, race 2, number 13, Vancouver Rain. Quaddy, first leg, 1-5-8-9. Second leg, 4-7-12. Third leg, 2-5-6-7. Last leg, 1-3-7-11. Play of the day, I think John McNeil at $2.70 for the jockey challenge looks like a bet.
Harry, don't go too far away. We'll have you back on to take us through the Armidale program in not too long. So put your feet up and we'll chat again shortly.
Riveting stuff. Thanks, Brendan.